Shlishi. Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kachas amate, take the stick, vahakel etzo eda, and gather the assembly. Atov yaharon ochicha, you and Aaron your brother, vidibartem al asela, and both of you should speak to the rock, le'enehem, before Klal Yisrael, before their eyes, v'nosan meimov, and the rock will give its water. Voitseso lohem mayim min asela, and you will have brought out water from the rock, vihishkisa eso eda vetz bi'iram, and you will give the assembly to drink, and also their animals. And since we see that Hashem mentions the animals, we learn from here, Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Mamonim Shel Yisrael, Hashem has pity over the property of Klal Yisrael. That's why the Torah mentions over here also that Hashem said that their animals will also have what to drink. Vayikach Moshe Samata Milufnei Hashem, and Moshe took the stick from before Hashem, Ka'asher Tzivohu, just like Hashem had commanded him. And there is a machloikis among the Mefarshim whose stick was used over here. According to Yonatan ben Uziel and the Hemek Davar, this was Moshe's stick, the stick that all the Nisim were done in Mitzrayim with. This was the stick that was used over here. And the Pasuk says that Moshe took this stick min lefnei Hashem, from before Hashem, because during the 40th year that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they were starting to live more b'derach teva, in a natural way, with less miracles and less Nisim. Therefore, the stick of Moshe was put aside and placed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it was only taken out on special occasions. And that is why Moshe took this stick at this point, mi lefnei Hashem, from before Hashem, because he was about to do the nes of taking water from the rock. However, the Kli Yakar, Rashbam, and Chizkuni all learned that this was Mate Aharon, the stick which had Aharon's name written on it, that blossomed and budded into almonds earlier in Parshas Korach. And for this reason, the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe es amata milufnei Hashem, Moshe took the stick before Hashem, because the stick of Aharon was placed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim before the Aron, like we mentioned earlier in Parshas Korach. And that is why the Pasuk says, Kach es amata, because when the Torah wants to write that Moshe should take his own stick, it says, Kach es matcha, take your stick. By the fact that it says, Kach es hamata, take the stick, it means the special stick, the stick of Aharon, which budded and blossomed. And according to either pshat that you learned, we must understand what was the purpose of taking a stick to begin with. Because the Pasuk says, V'dibartem el asela, you and Aharon should speak to the rock. Why did they need the stick? And l'chor the pshat is, if we learn like the Hemek Davar, that this was the stick of Moshe, when Moshe performed Nisim, he held on to the stick of Hashem. Like we see in Parashas B'Shalach, Perik Yud Zayin Pasuk Tes, by the war against Amalek, Moshe said, Umate Elokim biyadi, the stick of Hashem will be in my hand. So we see, although he was not hitting anything with the stick, he was holding on to the stick at the time of the miracle, the time of the war against Amalek. Here too, he would hold on to the stick when the water would come out of the rock. And according to the pshat, that this was Aaron's stick, Kli Yakar explains the reason why Moshe was holding Aaron's stick when he brought forth the water was because the Pasuk says, V'dibartem el asela, you shall speak to the rock. What should you say to the rock? This is what they should say. Just as this dry piece of wood suddenly became moist and alive in order to sanctify Hashem's name, so too, you, the rock, should be mekadesh the shame of Hashem by giving water, even though it is not your nature. So Moshe was holding on to the stick because he wanted the rock to learn a lesson from this stick. And the pasuk continues, Vayakilu Moshe v'yaharon es hakahol el panei hasola. And Moshe and Aharon gathered the whole congregation in front of the rock. And Rashi tells us this is one of the places where a small area was able to hold many people, because it was not physically possible for such a small area to hold all of Klal Yisrael in front of the rock. Vayomer lahem, and Moshe said to them, Shimu na hamorim. Rashi tells us three pshatim in the word morim, because Moshe and Aharon were looking for the rock which gave them water the entire 40 years in the Midbar. And Klal Yisrael said, what's the difference which rock brings forth the water? Take any rock. On that, Moshe got angry, and he said, Shimuna Hamorim, listen now, you rebellious people. Shimuna Hamorim, listen now, you shoitim, you foolish people. Shimuna Hamorim, listen now, people who are moire es moirehem, they try to teach their teachers what to do. Haminasela hazeh noitzi lachem moyim. From the rock which Hashem did not command us, should we bring forth water? We have to find the correct stone. So Moshe looked for the stone, and when he thought he had the correct stone, he spoke to the stone, but nothing happened. because this wasn't really the correct stone. So Moshe thought maybe he was not supposed to speak to the stone, but rather to hit the stone, just like he hit the stone in the beginning, the first time that water came from the stone in Parshas Bishalach, where over there it says, "Vehi kisa vatzur," you should hit the stone. So maybe over here too, he was supposed to hit the stone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him to chance upon the correct stone, and he hit the stone. And since he was really not supposed to hit the stone, only a few drops of water came out. But when he hit it a second time, a lot of water came out. And the pasuk says, "Vayor Moshe es yodoy." Moshe picked up his hand, "Vayaches asela b'matehu," and he hit the stone with his stick, pa'amayim, twice, because the first time only released a drop of water. It was only the second time that "Vayetsu mayim rabim," that a lot of water came out, "Vateish to'edo uvi'irom," and the assembly drank, and their animals drank. "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon," and Hashem said to Moshe to say to Aharon, "Yan lo he'mantem bi, since you did not believe me, lahakdisheni, to sanctify me, la'ene b'nei Yisrael, in front of Klal Yisrael, because if you would have spoken to the rock, you would have created a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, because people would have seen and said, Madoch, the rock, which does not speak, nor does it hear, nor does it need a parnosa, listens to the word of Hashem. We, who hear and speak and need parnosa, should definitely listen to the word of Hashem. And since you did not sanctify Hashem's name, lochein, therefore I swear, loisaviu es hakohol hazeh, you will not bring this congregation, el ha'oretz asher nosati lohem, to the land which I have given to them." Since Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock and did not create a Kiddush Hashem, he was not zoiche to enter Eretz Yisrael. And although this is a reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not enter Eretz Yisrael, what was the reason why Aaron did not enter? What did he do wrong? Some of Farshim learn that he should have been moiche. He should have stopped Moshe Rabbeinu from hitting the stone. Especially since Moshe hit the stone twice, he had time to stop him between the first time he hit it and the second time he hit it. However, we still must understand what was Miriam's Avera that caused her not to enter Eretz Yisrael. And if you look in Rashi, Parshas V'zayis HaBrocha, on the Pasuk, Tirivehu Almei Meriva, Rashi over there says, "In Moshe Chota, if Moshe sinned by saying Shimon HaMorim, Aaron u Miriam Ma Chota, Aaron and Miriam, what was their sin?" So Rashi over there seems to ask why Aaron and Miriam did not enter Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, "Hema me meriva." These are the waters of strife. These are the waters that the astrologers of Pare saw when they made a decree, "Kol haben hayiloid hayaret hashlichu," that every Jewish boy should be thrown into the Nile, because they saw through their stargazers that the Moshiach shel Yisrael, the leader of Klal Yisrael, will be struck and be punished with water. So they thought, "Let us throw every Jewish child into the Nile. This way, the leader of Klal Yisrael will also be thrown into the Nile, and he will be punished with water." However, they did not see correctly, because Moshe's punishment with water was not through the Nile, but rather with these waters, the Mei Meriva. It was through these waters that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished and was not allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. Asher Rovu V'nei Yisrael es Hashem, it was these waters in which Klal Yisrael fought with Hashem by saying, "Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim to bring us to this evil place?" Vayikodesh Bam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sanctified through these waters. Because through these waters, Moshe and Aharon were punished. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din, when he does judgment with his tzaddikim, his name is sanctified and his name is feared. Zok Rashi Pasuk Ches, Ve'es Be'irom, and their animals will also receive water. Mikan, from here we see, Shechas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Mamonam Shel Yisrael, that Hashem has pity on the property of Klal Yisrael, and that's why he is telling them that their animals will also receive water. And the Maskil of David asks, how do we know that from here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chas al Mamonam Shel Yisrael? Maybe the reason why Hashem was giving them water is because of Tzar Balei Chayim, that one may not pain a living creature, and since the animals were dying of thirst too, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them water. How do we know that the reason over here is because of Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Mamonam Shel Yisrael? Maskel David answers, because if the reason was because of Tzar Balei Chayim, it would have been sufficient to say that Hashem gave the animals to drink once. In Pasuk Yud Aleph it says, Vateish Ho'edo Uve'iro. Why does it have to say it a second time over here in Pasuk Ches? Therefore, the Maskil of David answers, because of this additional time that it says, Vishkisa Esoedo Uve'iram, we learn out that Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Mamonam Shel Yisrael. And we also see this Yisrael that Hashem cares about the property of Klal Yisrael in Parshas Mitzorah, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Over there, the Pasuk is talking about Tzaras HaBatim, when one finds a nega on the walls of his house. The Pasuk over there says that when the Kohen comes to see the house, he will first tell the owner to remove all his belongings from the house. Because once the Kohen sees the house and requires it to be locked up, everything inside the house becomes tameh. So over there we see Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Mamonam Shel Yisrael. Hashem has pity on the property of Klal Yisrael and tells the owner of the house to remove his items before the Kohen looks at it. This way his property will not become tameh. Zokt Rashi Vayakilu, and Moshe and Aharon gathered all of Klal Yisrael in front of the rock. Ze'echo min ha-mekoymoy shehichzik mu'ed es ha-meruva. This is one of the places that we see that a small area was able to contain a large group of people. And we also find this in Parshas Sav by the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, Perik Ches, Pasuk Gimel, where over there too, all of Klal Yisrael gathered Pesach Oyel Moed by the entrance of the Oyel Moed. That was also a place where a small area was able to contain a large group. Zok Rashi HaMinasela HaZeh Noitzi, Lefisha Loi Hoyu Makirin Oisoi, since Moshe and Aharon could not find or recognize the stone, Lefisha Holach HaSela V'yoshev Loi Ben Asloim, because the rock settled itself between the other rocks, Kishin Estalak HaBe'er. When the Be'er disappeared, V'hoyu Yisrael Oimrim Lohem, and Klal Yisrael said to Moshe and Aharon, Ma Lochem, what's the difference to you, Me'eze Sela Teitziu Lono Moim, from which stone you should bring forth water for us? Take any stone. Therefore Moshe said to them in anger, Hamorim, according to the first pshat of Rashi, it means Sarvonim, you rebellious people, or it means Lashon Yevani, it is a Greek word which means Shoitim, you foolish people, or it means Morim es Morehem, you Klal Yisrael who are trying to teach their teachers what to do. Haminasela hazeh sheloi nitzdavenu olo, from this stone which we were not commanded on, Noisi lechem Moim, shall we bring forth water for you? And he went and he hit the rock pa'amayim twice. Refisha v'rishayna loy hoitzi ela tipin. Because the first time, the rock only brought forth drops of water. Refisha loy tziva hamokim la koisai. Because Hashem did not command them to hit the stone. Ela v'dibartim ela sela. But rather he should speak to the stone. V'hema dibru el sela acher. First they spoke to a different stone. V'loy hoitzi. And therefore it did not bring forth water. Amru, they said, Shema tzorach la koisai. Maybe we have to hit the stone, kivari shoyna, like the first time, like it says in the Pasuk, v'ikisa v'atzur, you should hit the rock. So what happened was, v'nizdaben lohem oisasela, they chanced upon the correct stone, v'iko, and Moshe hit it, not only once, but twice. And Hashem said, yan lohem antambi, since you did not believe me. Gila hakosov, the Pasuk tells us, she'elulei chet zeh bilvan, were it not for this avera, hayu nuchnasim la'oretz, Moshe and Aharon would have entered Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk is very careful to tell us the reason why Moshe and Aharon did not enter Eretz Yisrael, Kidei Shelo Yomru Aleihem, because people should not say about Moshe and Aharon, Ke'avon Shar Dor HaMidbar, like the same Averis of the rest of the Dor HaMidbar, Shenigzer Aleihem, who were decreed upon them, Shelo Yikonsu La'oret, that they should not enter Eretz Yisrael, Kachoya Avon Moshe V'Aharon, that was the same Avera of Moshe and Aharon. If the Pasuk would not specify their sin, we would think that they had a part in the Avera of the Egel and the Avera of the Meraglim. Therefore the Torah specifies what their sin was in order that years later nobody should think that Moshe and Aharon had a part in Klal Yisrael's sin. And now Rashi asks, isn't what Moshe said in Parshas Bahaloscha much worse than not speaking to the rock? Bahaloi Hatzonu Voka Yushachit Koshimizu. Isn't what Moshe said Hatzonu Voka Yushachit worse than this Avera? Because over there, Moshe seemed to be doubting the capability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael were asking for meat, Moshe said, Hatzonu voka yishoche, are you capable of giving enough meat to them? Isn't it worse to doubt the capability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than not speaking to a rock? Ela only, lefisha b'seser, since he said Hatzonu voka privately, chisech olav hakosov, the Torah speared him. Vekan, however, over here, Shebemamed Kol Yisrael, it was done in front of everybody, Lechisech Olav HaKosov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not spare him, Mipnei Kiddush Hashem, because here it involves Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, sanctifying Hashem's name or desecrating Hashem's name. Zok Rashi Lahagdi Sheni, you could have been Mekadish my name, you could have sanctified my name. Sheilu dibarta melasela, if you would have spoken to the stone, vehoitzi, and water would have come out, hayisi mekudesh la'enio eda, I would have been sanctified before the eyes of the eda. Va'omrim, and they would have said, ma sela zeh she'ena medaber, ma doch this stone that does not speak, ve'eno shemeya, and does not hear, ve'eno tzorach lefarnosa, and does not need a livelihood, mikayim diburu shel mokon, listens to what Hashem says, kal v'chomer onu, all the more so, we who do speak, we hear, and need parnosa, we should definitely listen to the word of Hashem. And we see clearly from this Rashi, that Rashi is learning that the avera that Moshe did by the Mei Meriva was that he hit the stone instead of speaking to the stone. As Rashi says, She'ilu dibartem el asela, if you would have spoken to the stone, you would have made a Kiddush Hashem. And l'chora, this Rashi seems to contradict two other Rashis. Because Rashi in Parshas Bahaloscha, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk of Beis, clearly says that Moshe's avera was that he said, Shimuna ha-Morim, he called Klal Yisrael by the name Morim. And also Rashi in Parshas Vezei Sabrocha, on the Pasuk Tiri Vehu Almei Meriva, Rashi says, in Moshe Omar, Shimuna ha-Morim, if Moshe sinned by saying the words, Shimuna ha-Morim, Aaron u'Miriam ma'osu, what was Aaron and Miriam's avera? So we see clearly over there that Rashi holds the avera was Shimuna ha-Morim. Why does he say over here that the avera was that they hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock? And in Sefer Shari Aharon, he brings down that the answer to this contradiction is a Rashi in Parshas Matos, Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph. Because over there it says, Lefi Shebo Moshe Lechlal Kas, because Moshe got angry, Bo Lidei Toz, that's why he made a mistake. V'chein b'shimuna ha-morim, and so too, when he said, Shimuna ha-morim, Vayaches Asela, he hit the stone. Alidei Kas To, through getting angry and saying Shimuna ha-morim, he came to make a mistake and hit the stone. So Rashi is learning that the avera was that he hit the stone. However, what brought him to make the mistake of hitting the stone, that was the fact that he got because he got angry and said Shimuna ha-morim. So Shimuna ha-morim was the cause of his mistake of hitting the stone. However, according to this pshat in Rashi, we must understand why Hashem said Ya'an lo hemantem bi, since you did not believe me. L'chora, the avera that Moshe did was not a lack of emunah, but rather, since he got angry, he made a mistake. Why does the pasuk say, Yan lo hemantem bi? And although we have explained how Rashi learns the chet of the Mei Meriva, the Abarbanel offers 10 different explanations what the chet of the Mei Meriva was. And I once heard in the name of Rav Gifter Zatzal, that if on an act which at face value does not even seem like a sin, Chazal were able to find 10 averas, all the more so by our actions, how many sins would they find? Zok Rashi lochein lo saviu. Lochein means bishvua Hashem swore. Kimoi, like the pasuk says, lochein nishpati lebeis Eli. Therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli. So it says lochein, and we find that it means a shvua. Nishba b'kvitza, Hashem quickly swore shelayarbu b'tfila akach, in order that Moshe should not daven too much about it, because Hashem did not want to allow him to enter Eretz Yisrael. Hema mei meriva, these are the waters of strife. Hema nizkorim b'makom acher, these are the waters that are mentioned in another place. Es elu ro itstagnine pare, these are the waters that the astrologers of Pare saw. Shemayshion shel Yisrael loike b'mayim, that the savior of Klal Yisrael, the leader of Klal Yisrael, will be punished with water. L'kach gozru, that's why they made the decree, kol ha-ben ha-yiloid ha-ya-uret ha-shlichu, every Jewish male should be thrown into the Nile, because they figured that they would be able to kill the Mashiach shel Yisrael through water. Vayikodesh bom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu became sanctified through these waters, shemesu Moshe v'Aharon al yodom, because of these waters, Moshe and Aharon died. Shekisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisa din bim b'kedushav, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din, he does judgment against his holy ones, who yori umiskadish al abriyas, he is feared and sanctified over all people. V'cheinu oimer b'tehillim, and so it says in Tehillim, Nore Elokim, Hashem is feared, mimigdoshecho, when you do din, when you do judgment with your holy ones. V'cheinu oimer, and so it says, by the death of Nodav Aviu, b'kroivai ekodesh, through my chosen ones, through my holy ones, by killing Nodav Aviu, ekodesh, I will become holy. So we see when Hashem carries out judgment against tzaddikim, his name is feared and sanctified. And not only do we find that Hashem's name is sanctified when he punishes and carries out judgment against the tzaddikim, like we see over here by the punishment of Moshe and Aharon, and like we saw in Parsha Shmini by the death of Nadav Aviu, where over there it says, "Bikroivei ekodesh v'alpnei kol ha'om ekoveg." But we find also that Hashem's name is honored and sanctified when he does punishment and judgment with the Rishoyim. Like we see in Parashat B'Shalach, Perek Yudalet Pasuk Dalet, it says, "V'ikovdo b'farei, I will receive honor through the punishment of Pari." And also in Parashat Va'era, Perek Zayin Pasuk Gimel, we also see that through the punishment of the Mitzrayim, Hashem receives honor and receives sanctification. Revi, we mentioned earlier that the Yidden came to Kadesh on the 10th day of Nisan in the 40th year that they were in the Midbar. Now the Yidden wanted to travel from Kadesh through the land of Edom in order to enter Eretz Yisrael. Vayishlach Moshe malochem mikodesh el melech Edom. And Moshe sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. And he said, Koy omar ochichi Yisrael, so said your brother Yisrael, Atu yodato, you knew, es kol atlo, all the hardships, asher mitzaosnu, that will happen to us. And Rashi asks, why did Moshe feel that it was necessary to mention to Melech Edom that Yisrael and Edom were brothers? And Rashi explains, this is what Moshe told Melech Edom. We are descendants of Yaakov, and you are descendants of Esav. Yaakov and Esav were brothers who were descendants of Avram Avinu, to whom it was said by the Bris Ben Absorim, Ki ger yir zaracho be'eretz lo lohem. Your children will be gerim in a land that does not belong to them for 400 years. And it was incumbent on both of them to pay that debt of ger yir zaracho. However, atu yodato, your grandfather Esav knew es kol atzlo, all the hardships, asher mitzaosnu, that will happen to us in Mitzrayim. And therefore he did not want any part of the gzeirah of the debt of ki ger yir zaracho. And that's why he went to a different land. And the whole debt fell upon his brother Yaakov. And we paid that debt by going down to Mitzrayim for many years. And therefore, since we paid the debt, we were zeiche to receive the land of Eretz Yisrael. However, you who did not pay the debt have no chelik in the land of Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe tells Melech Edom how they paid the debt. Vayerdu avoseinu Mitzrayim, and our fathers went down to Mitzrayim, vaneshev b'Mitzrayim yomim rabim, and we lived in Mitzrayim for many years. Vayoreo lanu Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim did evil to us, v'la avoseinu, and to our fathers. And Rashi tells us that the word v'la avoseinu over here at the end of the pasuk is not really referring to our fathers, and it is not saying that the Mitzrayim did evil to us and to our fathers. Because if that is what the pasuk wanted to say, it would have placed la avoseinu first by saying vayoreu la avoseinu velanu, and the Mitzrayim did evil to our fathers and then to us. Since v'la avoseinu is written last, la avoseinu is not referring to our fathers but rather to the avos. And the pasuk is telling us that when the Mitzrayim did evil to us and we suffered, the avos Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were suffering also in their grave. Vayoreu lanu Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim did evil to us, v'la avoseinu, and that caused pain to the avos bekever in their grave. Vanitzak el Hashem, and then we daven to Hashem, vayishma koilenu, and he listened to our voices, because we have the bracha of Akoil Kol Yaakov, that when we daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Vayishlach malach, and Hashem sent a malach, an angel, which is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, because we find that the Nevi'im are called malachim, angels. Vayotzienu mi'Mitzrayim, and he took us out of Mitzrayim. V'hine anachnu v'kodesh, and now we are standing over here in the city of Kodesh, Ir Kitzei Givulecho, a city at the edge of your border. Nabrono v'artzecho, let us pass through your land, because you see now that you have no chelik in Eretz Yisrael because you did not pay the debt of Ger Yizaracho. So do us this favor and let us at least pass through your land. Lo na'avor v'sodeh u'v'cherem, we will not pass through the fields nor your vineyards. V'lo nishtev me'be'er, and we will not drink water of a well. And Rashi is bothered. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say that we will not drink water from one well? He should have said, V'lo nishtev me'be'erois, we will not drink the waters from all of your wells. And therefore Rashi tells us that Moshe was not referring to the wells of Edom, but rather to the one well of Klal Yisrael. Because Moshe said to Melech Edom, we really have plenty of food because we have the man. We have plenty of water because we have the water of this Be'er, the Be'er Shel Miriam. However, we will do to you this favor that we will not eat our food, nor V'lo nishteh mei Be'er, we will not drink the water of our well. But rather we will buy everything from you in order that you can make money off us and benefit from the fact that we pass through your land. Derech HaMelech Nelech, we will travel like a king. Loinita Yomen Usmoil, we will not turn to the right or to the left. When a king travels, he feeds his animals before he goes on the road, and therefore his animals are not hungry and will not go and veer off the road in order to eat. So too, we will travel Derech HaMelech like a king. Loinita Yomen Usmoil, we will not allow our animals to veer off the road to eat, not to the right and not to the left. Until we pass through your border. And Edom said back to Moshe, you will not pass through my land, lest I come out towards you with a sword. You are priding yourself that you have the bracha of Kol Kol Yaakov, that Hashem answers your tefillah. We pride ourselves with the bracha that our father got, that you, Esav, will live by the sword, and therefore we will come out towards you with our bracha of the sword. And the Bnei Yisrael answered back, we will go through the highways. And if I and my cattle will drink from your water, and I will give you their price. Rak ein davar, there is nothing that will harm you by us passing through. Biraglai, just with my feet, I will go through your land. And the Ramban explains what was the difference between what Klal Yisrael said first in Pasuk Yud Zayin to what they said afterwards in Pasuk Yud Tes. And he explains the first time Klal Yisrael asked to go through their cities. However, they would not go through their fields and vineyards. On that request, Melech Edom answered that I will not allow you to go through my cities. So Klal Yisrael said, okay, we will not go through the cities. Bamasila nale, we will go through the highways which are on the sides of the cities. On that, Melech Edom also answered that I will not allow you to do that either. And the Malbim says that the Ramban's pshat is very meduyik in the pasuk, because we find that Melech Edom says the first time loisavar bi, and the second time loisavar. Because the first time when they asked if we can go through the land, they answered loisavar bi, you cannot pass through my land, in me, through the cities. However, when they said bamasilo nale, on that Melech Edom said, Loi Savor, I will not allow you to go through at all, even if you go through the Masila, the side roads. Hayete Edom lekrosoi, and Edom came out towards Klal Yisrael, Be'am Kovei, with a large nation, Uviyod Chazoko, and with a strong hand. They came out with their bracha of Yodayim Yidei Esau. Vayimoyin Edom Nesonis Yisrael Avar Begvuloi, and Edom refused to allow Klal Yisrael to pass through their borders. Vayet Yisrael me olov, and therefore Klal Yisrael had to turn away from Edom. Zok Rashi pasuk Yudalad, Ochicha Yisrael, Moshe said to Melech Edom, so said your brother Yisrael, Ma ro lahazkir kan achvo, what did Moshe see to cause him to mention over here that Edom and Yisrael were brothers? Elo omerloi, Moshe said to Melech Edom, Achim anachnu, we are brothers, b'nei Avram, the children of Avram. Shenem aloi, who it was said to him by the bris ben Absarim, ki ger yezaracho, that your children will be gerim. V'al shenenu hoya oisa achoiv leparoi, and it was incumbent on both of us to pay that debt. But atu yodata es kolatlo, you knew all the hardships. Lefikach pirish avichem me'alavinu. That is why your father Esav separated from our father Yaakov, like it says in the pasuk, Vayelech el eretz mipnei Yaakov achiv. Esav went to a different land because of Yaakov his brother. Mipnei ashtar choiv hamutal alehem, because of the document of debt that was placed on both of them. V'hitiloi al Yaakov, and Esav placed the debt now on Yaakov. Vayorei olonu, and the Egyptians did evil to us. Savalnu tzoris rabois, we suffered a lot of pain. Zakrashi vela avoisenu, it does not mean our fathers, but rather the avos. Mikansha avos mitzdarim bekever. From here we see that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov suffer in their graves. Kishaperonio is bo al Yisrael, when Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael is punished. Vayishma koilenu, and Hashem listen to our tefillos. Bebrocha sheberachnu avinu, because of the brocha that our father Yitzchak blessed us with. Hakol kol Yaakov, when he said, the voice is the voice of Yaakov. Sheonu tzoyakim vinenim. The bracha was that when we daven and scream, we will be answered. And a malach came and saved us. Zem Moshe, this is referring to Moshe. Mikan, from here we see, Shehanaviyim kruyim malachim, that Neviyim are called angels. Va'omer, and the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, Vayu malivim b'malachi elokim, and they laughed at the malachim, the angels of Hashem, referring to the Neviyim. Nabr novar tzecho, so let us go through your land. Ein l'chol ha'orer al Yerusha shel Eretz Yisrael. You cannot object to the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. Kishem shelo'i parata achoyim. Since you did not pay the debt of Ger Yerzeracha, therefore you have no chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The land belongs to us. Asei lonu eze ma'at. At least help us a bit. Lava derech artzecha, to pass through your land. V'lo'i nishte mei be'er. We will not drink the water of a well. Mei be'erois hayitzarach loymar. It should have said it in the plural that we will not drink the waters of your wells. Elakacha ma'moshe. Rather, this is what Moshe said. Even though we have in our hands mun to eat, ube'er lishtais, and we have the be'er to drink, our be'er. Lo'nishta mimenu, we will not drink from our water. Elanikna mikem oichel umayim, we will buy from you food and water. Lahanaschem, in order to benefit you. Mikan, from here we see la'achsenoi, that a guest that comes to a city, she'afal pi sheyesh biyado lechol, even though he has his own food to eat, yikne minachem v'ni, he should buy from the local store. In order to benefit his host and his hosting community. Derech HaMelech Nelech, we will travel like a king. We will muzzle our animals, and they will not turn off the road here and there to eat. Pen b'cherev etzei likrosecho, lest I come out toward you with the sword. Atem miskoyen, you are priding yourself, bekoil, with the voice, sheharishchem avichem, which you inherited from your father. Vamartem, and you said, Vanitzak al Hashem, we daven to Hashem, Vayishma koilenu, and he listens to our voices. Vani etzei alechem, and I will come out toward you, b'mash sheharisheni avi, with what I inherited from my father, which is, v'alchar b'chasichye, the brocho, that you, Esav, will live by your sword, and we will come out toward you with a sword. Rak ein dover, ein shum dover mazikecho, if we pass through your land, no harm will come to you. Uviyot chazoko, and they came out toward Klal Yisrael with a strong hand, with the promise that we received from our grandfather Esav, that our hands will be like the hands of Esav, we will have the power in our hands. You came with the bracha of Kol Kol Yaakov, we are coming against you with the bracha of Yodayim Yidei Esav.